We're joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News. Vinny, thanks for making time for us on this busy afternoon.
Thanks a lot, Rich. Appreciate it.
Talk a little bit about what you've been doing. I understand you've been talking to a number of the guys who are likely to get their name called in the early round tonight.
Yeah, looking at a few guys. Vernon Hargraves is kind of a swing pick there. He's been tied to the Bucks a lot in mock drafts. His number nine is the number two corner on the board out of Florida. So that's an interesting guy. I think from number three on from the Chargers pick, the mystery and intrigue is going to begin. I think you're going to have Jared Goff go to the Rams and Carson Wentz go to the Eagles as the top two quarterbacks. But then all bets are off and a lot of activity could be happening.
Well, yeah, and we've seen some wheeling and dealing already. Do you envision any trades taking place tonight?
There definitely will be some, and I think they're going to be tied to specific players. I can see if Joey Bosa especially slips, that's a guy that team would have jumped to trade for. I think you look next is Ezekiel Elliott. Will Miami or somebody else move up a few spots to get the top running back? And then later it's Paxton Lynch. He's a wild card. How are teams willing to move up or down to get Paxton Lynch as the third guy behind Goff and Wentz? So I think those three are entry points. There's a few more, I think, like that. But I think of the players, because of the position scarcity and their talent, those are three of the players I think teams will move up for.
But there are a lot of questions in this draft surrounding some of the players, one of them being Laramie Tunsil, the tackle from Ole Miss, some off-field incidents. How do you think that will impact his position in the draft tonight?
Yeah, I feel a little bit bad for him because if things had stayed the same, he would be the number one pick. The Titans not needing Mariota, needing a left tackle. But now there's been questions, is he not as good as Ronnie Stanley? Is there not much separation between him and the third prospect there? So when you look at Tunsil, I still think there's just very few questions about his game. He may not be that elite athlete at first that you expect out of that pass protector, but I think he'll definitely help you a lot in the running game from the left side in the very beginning. I like his frame there. So I think he's a great pick for the Chargers. Really awful offensive line play all around last year. I think King Dunlap is there at left tackle. This would be a nice upgrade for them. And really, anybody there, I'd say the next spot to watch for him would be the Cleveland Browns at number 8.
Vinny, Robert Kendigi, when you look at him as far as just pure talent, he's definitely a top-end pick, but the off-field baggage is going to cause him to slide a bit tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a couple things that are in play for Robert Kendigi. He's one, that defensive tackle is loaded here. After you get around the 10th or 11th pick, when you have Sheldon Rankins there of Louisville, and just a whole bunch of guys in that range that are going to go, the Alabama duo of Jerron Reed and Ashawn Robinson in there, Chris Jones later from Mississippi State. You could look at Andrew Billings at nose tackle. There's just so many guys at that particular position where if you have any questions about DJ, and you know you like his explosive potential, that he could make a lot of plays with that frame, but there's just enough bust potential where you say, hey, well, he might not be right for us. But I can definitely see the fit in Buffalo because they need a kind of replacement for Kai Williams for the longer term, pair him with Marcell Dareus. That would be a pretty good match, and Rex Ryan is okay with those type of risks.
Vinny, Jalen Ramsey is getting a lot of buzz in this draft just based on his pure athleticism, but I'm hearing things as far him going as high as number 3. Can you take a guy who is like a hybrid cornerback safety that high in the draft?
I think you can if you're confident, if you know exactly where you're playing and what you think you're going to get out of him. I think with Dallas, it's the beauty of that is they already are used to knowing how to get an impact as that kind of an athlete. With the Byron Jones, they move around safety. I think having the option of safety and corner with those guys, I think they both end up at corner if both of those are in Dallas. But I think people like the versatility of any player. I don't think that's going to be a negative. And we've seen safeties that can make a huge difference across the league. The elite, be those top playmakers there. Earl Thomas comes to mind as pick Eric Berry as well. Those type of players have also had huge impacts on our team. So I think the versatility should help him more than it hurts.
As we look at those two picks, it doesn't seem to be any surprise that it will be Goff and Carson Wentz. Did the Eagles give up too much for Wentz? Is he a guy that can make it? And do you share some of the concerns of people who say, as an FCS quarterback, he just didn't play the high level of competition?
Well, I think anytime you're the quarterback taking the first round in Philadelphia, there's automatically a lot of pressure on you from the fans. The demands are just so high. And now you worry about the level of competition, making that jump, and then you worry about the Eagles giving away all those draft picks. They have a lot of work to do. They got to rebuild their offensive line slowly, get their wide receiver core more up to speed. Running back is still a bit of a question mark there. There's a lot of stuff around the quarterback where they need draft picks and things to go after it, and they also don't have the money right now because at the moment they're still locked into Sam Bradford at $17 million there, a few more million on Chase Daniel, and then a few more out of this on the quarterback they take at number two. So they're just a little bit handcuffed in trying to help Wentz come along as quickly as he needs to be.
Vinny, we know that players' draft stock changes minute to minute in this league, and as the draft gets closer, people's stocks rise and fall. Who's somebody that you're hearing that their stock is climbing as we speak?
Yeah, the one guy that has been really buzzing here of late is Ryan Kelly, the center from Alabama. I think the only reason that I think he's been seen more as a second-round pick is because centers typically don't go that high in the first round, but now I see him in play for teams such as the Colts, who could use another offensive lineman, move him in there, be the leader of that line. I think the Cardinals expressed some interest in him as well because they're getting a little old there with the Lyle Sen line. And then I think a little later, the Seahawks are right before the Cardinals. You look at them and how badly they missed Max Unger and the void of that position. So I think he's a guy that I would watch as being the first interior lineman going in this draft.
We're talking with Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News, the NFL draft tonight. How long will it be into the draft before Colin Kaepernick gets the call that he's going to Denver?
Well, I think the one thing that would accelerate that trade is if Paxton Lynch goes pretty high and far away from Denver's reach in this one, because then they have to make a decision. Is someone there on the board, whether it's Dak Prescott or, heck, even Cardell Jones a few rounds later, are they comfortable with putting that guy as their project, or would they rather have a little bit more established guy, Kaepernick, as that project? So it's going to be some pressure on John Elway. He's got the Super Bowl, so that's obviously nice to be sitting on to make the decision of having that defense. But it's going to be interesting how they wheel and deal and who they end up with as their starting quarterback if they want.
Well, here in New England, of course, the Patriots don't have a first-round pick, but there have been some rumors going around that maybe Bill Belichick will try to trade himself into, well, the highest pick he could have would be 130 or maybe 131. Are you hearing anything about the Patriots trying to move up and maybe even getting their hands on a guy like Derrick Henry out of Alabama?
I think the Patriots are kind of going to be sitting there and look for ways to stockpile picks, whatever works, if it's it works in their favor and they really like a guy, I think they move up. But I think they're more likely to stockpile picks after the first round, more so than jumping in. You've seen their first round results of late. They've been a little so-so. I mean, a couple of years ago, I know there were some injuries there, but Dominic Easley is already out of the mix from that round. So they haven't had the greatest success there, but of course, in the later rounds, that's where they really make their hay and kind of fill in the pieces around Tom Brady.
Yeah, and speaking of Tom Brady, before we let you go, what's your thought? Will he end up sitting out those four games at the beginning of the year?
It's looking like it at this point. I mean, it's hard because there's a few more things they have to jump through. I think the one way to get out of it, I think the less likely way is to just keep providing more appeals in the process and keep it from actually being fully decided upon. I think the better way to do that is to come through with some kind of settlement with Roger Goodell in the league. Maybe they'll still do that now that they've so-called won in the court of public opinion. So maybe they're willing to just say, okay, we won, but now Tom Brady can get back on the field.
Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News. Vinny, we really appreciate you making time for us on this crazy day with the NFL draft. We'll be following it through you online tonight. Have a great time this weekend.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.